Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. We went back into the deep freeze while recording week one of February along the trail. Penning the latest scoop finds a territory continuing on the cold and dry page of the weather ledger. Our dip back into the freezer last Saturday found the Wilder Smith thermometer at the bottom of the mercury column, hitting minus 40 once again. Remembering a reading of minus 41 in the previous cold snap, this marks the second week in a row where we experience a day of old-time yesteryear cold. Having just passed the halfway point of the calendar's winter allocation, we're in the midst of the deepest portion of what we see now as a much more compressed cold snowy season. Defining my compressed theory, we've been seeing winter in these parts commence about a month later and fading nearly a month earlier. Thus, the time of winter glory has been shortened to about 4 to 5 months instead of the 6 to 7 month stints of decades gone by. So the cold is on, while our mid-season tally of snowfall at this place in the forest stands at 38 inches. There is still opportunity for more strained relations with Old Man Winter, but we're over the hump and headed downhill towards spring. Month two is not only a short one, but very busy in the northern animal kingdom. Baby black Bruins will be coming into the world of cavernous darkness, and it's a start of amorous times for members of the Wildwoods canine families, wolves, fox, and coyotes. The season has commenced to perpetuate their kind, while any number of other wilderness characters will be feeling the annual reproductive twinges in but a few short weeks. Meanwhile, the intensity of human love for that special one will be taking center stage by next week. The day for chocolates, hearts, and roses has crept up on us out this way, too. So we'll all be feeling a bit warm and fuzzy as a March pussy willow bud on that red Valentine's Day. The Wildersmith neighborhood has had little to no new snow since my last airing. However, with the bitter cold squeezing almost every last drop of moisture from the nighttime atmosphere, we've had about a quarter inch of frost on everything by sunup for several consecutive mornings. This recent diurnal dusting has allowed for an unspoiled application of white frosting. Thus, it's been easy to see tracks of wolves on the move down our milepine pathway. Once more, my imagination continues captured by these trails in the snow, wondering where, when, and if their preying adventure was rewarded. I have not observed one in person of late, but I'm hearing numerous reports from folks in the area that have had the pleasure. One thing for certain is the whitetails are seeing more wolves than they care to count. The race for survival remains unending. More concerns for the plight of moose in the northeast Minnesota region came out this past week. The issuance of a public outcry petitioning the DNR to discontinue the moose hunt throughout the county and the Arrowhead region is being circulated online. If you are so inclined to sign this document, one can do it easily at the website listed in my weekly column on WTIP.org. Discontinuing the hunt seems more than prudent, as killing just one from the tail-spinning herd clearly means there is one less of the iconic beings fighting for survival. Reviewing the math skills of the responsible DNR management team seems critical. Whether one or 45 is hunted and shot, you're still diminishing the herd, regardless of how you look at it. Let's join in the fight to save the moose from this unwarranted element of demise by signing up as soon as possible. Last Saturday saw the Gunflint lakes and trails alive with the howling of power sleds. From mid-morning till mid-afternoon, there was an uncountable number of riders skimming up and down our lake. Although sonic booms did not happen, it seemed like the blurring crafts might be close to sonic proportions as they streaked by. I've got to believe that they all made it home safely. This is Fred Smith at Wilder Smith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor a brisk time on the Gunflint.